California. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Biden's headed there this morning along with the head of FEMA, visiting a state battered by recent deadly storms.
President Biden travels to counties including Santa Clara and Santa Cruz, damaged by severe floods and landslides.
The president will meet with first responders, state and local officials, and communities impacted by the devastation, survey recovery efforts, and assess what additional federal support is needed.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, a parade of atmospheric rivers pummeling the state, leading to at least 20 deaths.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. Vice President Harris is also going west. She'll visit Arizona to focus on renewable energy. We expect big news out of New Mexico in about an hour.
We will learn if the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins on the set of the movie Rust will bring any charges. In October 2021, actor Alec Baldwin pointed a pistol thought to be loaded with blanks at Hutchins. It went off, firing a live round that killed Hutchins and wounded the film's director.
Fox's Grinnell Scott, a group of activists in Atlanta, calling for a night of rage tomorrow night, wanting people to attack police in response to yesterday's shooting outside a public safety training center where officers were clearing protesters. One of those protesters opened fire. Police fired back. A state trooper was wounded in his intensive care. The shooter was killed in the return fire. The U.S. hit the debt limit today, but we won't default. At least, not yet.
Lawmakers have raised the debt ceiling about 80 times since the 1960s, and Congress will likely have until June to make that decision, as the Treasury Department is taking what Yellen calls, quote, extraordinary measures to keep the government running until then.
That's Fox's Ryan Schmelz. House Republicans are demanding that spending cuts be included in any debt limit increase. President Biden rejects that, wanting no strings attached. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
There's more selling on Wall Street the morning after a big drop as the Nasdaq snapped a seven-day streak of gains. Well, today it's down another 70 points. The Dow is falling 185, and we're also seeing the S&P 500 down 21. The price of oil's up more than a dollar, back over 80 bucks a barrel. Gas up 2 more cents. It's risen a dime in the past week. AAA's national average for regular is now almost $3.38 per gallon. That's 6 cents more than a year ago. We got two reports on the economy this morning. The first is so-called housing starts, which show how much ground was broken and new home construction in December.
Starts actually jumped. We're now at 1.382 million on starts. That was a jump month to month of 11.3%. A bit of a surprise for Wall Street this morning. Permits actually down 1.6% month to month, 1.33 million. That is below expectations.
Fox Business Network Cheryl Cassone. Permits are closely watched as a gauge of future home building activity. The other report shows a drop in unemployment last week. First time jobless claims declined by 15,000 down to 190,000. That's a 4-month low, however. The number of Americans continuing to collect benefits rose. There's cannabis controversy in New York City.
Licensed recreational marijuana outlets opened last month in New York City, but some citizens and lawmakers are concerned that flavored cannabis products are targeting children. Fruit-flavored gummies and other products are coming under scrutiny as the number of smoke shops illegally selling cannabis products in the city has risen. New York has banned marketing and advertising of cannabis that's aimed at minors. At this week's city council meeting, council members pushed for stronger enforcement of unlicensed cannabis sales. And the New York City Sheriff's Department says a task force addressing the matter is expanding following a two-week pilot program last year. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Two upsets at tennis's Australian Open. Two number two seeds both lost today. Casper Ruud on the women's side, Ange Jabeur. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.